A tradition at St. Francis is that on every Mother's Day, two of our graduating seniors preach. And so today we have our two seniors, Jake Buchan and Tavio Pala. And so I pray, glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we can ask for or even imagine. Amen. Please be seated. And after they preach, our youth group will present an awesome dramatic reading.
Good morning. Death, the perfect topic for any Mother's Day sermon. Fortunately, we are balanced out with the two other subjects of life and love. Let's get the death part over with first. In the epistle today, we get John's take on one of Jesus' last prayers before he faces Pilate the following morning. He needs them to know he won't be with them anymore and tells them that by praying and worshiping, God will give them eternal life, and without that, there is death. Yes, all this confusing Bible language is actually very simple. The main points are we are all unified just like the Father and the Son. We are protected from evil, and we are guarded from ever being lost. God will guide us down a right path. It is simply a matter of whether or not we will listen. Jesus prays for unity and sanctuary, much of the same emotion that we get from our family, especially our mothers. I recently downloaded an app, like the good 21st century teen that I am, that teaches you how to code using JavaScript. I have had no formal connection to the world of coding before this, and it has always been somewhat interesting to me. I've heard about the difficulty of coding from my friends, and I figured I would just get frustrated with it and end up throwing my phone across the room, which luckily didn't happen, and delete the app while having gained no further knowledge. In case you are unfamiliar with code, each line contains a specific command for the computer to interpret, and the conglomeration of those lines result in a program. So every button you press on a keyboard and every website you look at is the work of computer engineers writing extensive code. And as I began to use the app, I noticed a very positive trend. Whenever you did something right, it would display a message saying how well of a job you did. And unlike other apps that I've used, it wasn't just a simple good job or you passed. It was a few well-typed sentences of encouragement that made me want to keep learning. On the contrary, whenever I would mess up a line of code, instead of just telling me I was wrong, it told me how to fix it. And Jesus tells us how to fix our own lines of code so that we may continue the program of life. Mothers follow in the footsteps of Jesus and help us fix our code, both in the physical sense and in the spiritual sense. I think if we released a music album about our typical view on what a mother does, it would be titled Go to Your Room, featuring a spanking. Or if it were a book, Do Your Homework, based on a true story of, but I have a 3.7 GPA, Mom. But they go way beyond this. A big inspiration is from my own mom, is her job. She works with special needs kids at the elementary level and works hard to keep them up to the California standard. As someone who's going to major with an education degree, let me just say I'm amazed at how much patience and perseverance she shows to pass on her knowledge to the next generation. Like Jesus passes on the necessity for prayer to his followers. Prayer will come in some way, shape, or form through trust, thought, and conversations that we have. Speaking our minds on how we feel about God and about the world will help us open, will help open ourselves to the blessings that the Holy Spirit has to offer. Remember, Jesus does not only pray for himself and his disciples, but he prays for every one of you as well. As long as you are persistent in your quest for faith and helping your ministry, then God will assist you. Overall, Jesus' last prayer can be thought of as a will, and he tells us tells the disciples what they can expect to receive after he dies. While this may seem grim, what the disciples are getting is something that will benefit future generations of followers. Jesus, much like my mother, is patient enough to teach life-changing lessons every day and loves everyone. So I leave you with a few questions. Which life-changing lessons have your mother or parent passed on to you? Should you use them more often? Can you reuse some of those lessons now to continue your journey in faith? Amen.
Good morning. Last night, I was reading through a journal that my mother and I have been writing in since my first day of middle school, and I was struck by just how present my mom was in my life. I, of course, knew intuitively that she'd always sort of been around, but it really got me thinking when I took fully conscious notice of the fact that I was, as she put it, the one who caused me to morph from fun, young, pretty cool wife to mom. I reread pages of feelings and reactions and dreams and advice and relived a host of memories spanning years in less than a few hours. And as I've grown older, I've found some of the words I've been hearing all these years finally starting to make some sense. Like, choose happiness, one of mom's favorite pearls of wisdom to include when I needed comfort, to which I used to, after a moment of confusion, reply with a lecture of my own on how emotions were reflexes caused by external factors that we couldn't simply control on a whim, and that therefore her request was invalid. And there's practically a whole sermon to be had on each of the things she's taught me throughout my life. But what I focused on was that here I was, reading this book, remembering all these things she'd said, and I saw that as I grew up, she was always there planting little seeds in my mind that didn't always get to me at first, but that would help shape me nonetheless, and that as I grew, I'd slowly start seeing the beautiful truth behind those words and lessons. Jesus, much like a mother, spent his time planting seeds in those around him. In today's gospel, he prays for them as he is about to leave them, as all parents and children must eventually part, and says, "I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves." He told stories and taught that one day not only his disciples, but the people of the world would come to understand his message, and through that know the same joy he felt under the constant presence of his parent, God. I think that this is the task and dream of all parents, to not only be in relationship with their children, but see them grow and flourish and find their own happiness. I wanted to come up with an eloquent and meaningful way to express my thanks, and it was a bit of a struggle to come up with something proper to say for today, not from lack of appreciation or love, but perhaps because of too much. Sometimes we find ourselves afraid to try communicating how much we care about one another. Especially with those dearest to us, one wonders if all the words in the world will ever be enough and can be frozen in fear of saying something trite. My expertise is logic and analysis, so trying to express gratitude and affection pulls me out of my element. In preparing for today's sermon, I realized that the same approach good for writing 12-page dissertations on philosophy or science was utterly inadequate for capturing the spirit of the day. So I decided to do something a little bit different. Without further ado, a short tribute to mothers, their wisdom, and the beautiful bond they share with their children. When first they met, neither could see the other of the pair in full. Her heart was filled with tearful glee at sensing inner push and pull, where tiny pulse just then awoke to beat beside hers from within, an instant love it would evoke between the mother and her kin. That special bond always remains when first they're meeting eye to eye. Through sunny days and mournful rains, to once departure date is nigh. The mother's work is planting seeds within the soil of mind of child, tending the growth, removing weeds, for reservoir where wisdom's piled, where each word's treated as a pearl, that someday every bulb might bloom, the vibrant petals to unfurl, filling the air with sweet perfume. Through loving words and caring deeds, hard work supports a nag or two. The mother makes, protects, and feeds the wealth her child is to accrue. The child grows and lessons sprout, a garden overflowing bright, to spread love from within throughout, a mutual wellspring of delight. And when day comes to live alone, with newfound wisdom he moves on, and though standing with thoughts of own, the bond is never truly gone. He, though his body may depart, holds close the things that he did learn, which tie him to his mother's heart, for she's the son to which they turn. Thank you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.